Hello everyone, this is Clayton, and this is the Wicca Shaman Show. Follow us on Instagram at the Wicca Shaman. Today is the first episode of the new season, and I apologize that it's a couple days late. I've been crazy busy this month. My wife is pregnant, and we are expecting, or it's due in July. I should know tomorrow what the sex is. We were supposed to know on Friday, but they never called us, so we're hoping that hopefully tomorrow, Monday morning, that we get a call. But I am here for the new season. I have a lot of great episodes planned. I have a few guests planned to be featured on some shows. And remember, every episode is always 15 minutes or less. So why can't we take care of ourselves? 2020 was a crazy year, and 2021 has been off to a crazy start as well. With all this stress, we've had to stay home wearing a mask. Now they're telling us we need to triple mask, where we are wearing three masks at once. It's can be very stressful. And in stressful times, I think it's easy to get distracted, and you stop paying attention to yourself as much as you should. So I think a lot of people, I've been hearing on social media that they're, you know, they've gained a lot of weight since the pandemic, that they stopped exercising, you know, they're eating a lot of fatty foods and sweets the entire time, and that they're not very happy with the decisions that they've made. But with the pandemic or not, you know, take away COVID, it's still very difficult for us to take care of ourselves. Why? You know, it's really easy to look at somebody and tell them what they need. Hey man, you're not working out as much as you should be. Hey man, I see you eating nothing but Twinkies. I've never seen you eat anything other than Twinkies. I see you eat 12 a day. It's really easy to tell someone else, but why don't, or who is looking in the mirror and telling themselves what they need? Who's looking in the mirror every day, every morning, every night before they go to bed and asking, what do I need to be healthier? Because taking care of ourselves, you know, determines a lot, and it does determine how long we are here. You know, you take good care of yourselves, you're going to live a lot longer life because you're going to be happier and healthier and feel better. And you know, it's important to get at least 7 hours of sleep every night. It's important to exercise every single day. It's important to brush your teeth every night and every morning. It's important to, you know, reflect on yourself and you know, turn your meditation, your awareness to yourself and ask yourself, what is it that you need? So with this podcast, I hope that I can get many people to, you know, pause today and think about what they need, not someone else, but what they need. And also, it's very important that we need to make this a part of who we are. You can't just do it one day and stop. You need to tell yourself, this is who I am going to be. This is what I'm going to do, and make it a ritual in your everyday life for you to actually, you know, have deep thought and reflect on what it is that you need to do to take care of yourself. But with this podcast, I am going to ask my listeners to join me in a challenge for February. It's very simple, and you know, I'm also going to be dieting, or not even dieting, just eating healthy fruits, vegetables, cut off on, you know, breads and bad carbs, drink a lot of fluids. I'm going to be doing that as February is in as well. But I'm asking you guys to join me in running 1.5 or 1.5 miles every day in February, just Monday through Friday. So just 1.5 miles, doesn't matter what time. You can do it in the morning, lunch time, after work, 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever fits your schedule. If you have bad knees, if You know, you can't run fast, just walk. You know, if something's stopping you from running, it's okay to jog, walk, you know, do whatever works for you. But I'm going to run 1.5 miles every day in February, just Monday through Friday, so you get the weekends off. And that's going to end up being a total of 30 miles at the end of the month. So if you want to join me, that is fantastic. If you want to join us, you know, share this with your friends. Let's see how many people that we can motivate to get off of what they do and what they have been doing in everyday life and actually do some exercise. February for me personally is I'm going to try to really reflect on what I'm talking about here, and I'm going to try to take better care of myself, get in much better shape, and I hope at the end of the month I'm going to be feeling a lot better, because I have not been doing as good as I would like to the last 6 months, really. And, you know, now, like I said earlier, now I have a kid coming. I really gotta kick it into gear and unleash the beast, and I hope you guys do it with me. I'm going to, throughout the podcast this month, I will always let you know how my runs are going, you know, how hard it's been, if it's getting easier, how I feel. And I'm very positive that at the end of the month, I will see a dramatic change and I will feel better. I'm not expecting the first 7 to 10 days to be fun at all, but it's not always fun. Life is not always going to be fun if you're pushing yourself. If life is always fun, unless you're extremely lucky, you're not going to really get anywhere. So we got to push ourselves, and I hope that some of my listeners do this with me. But like I said, guys, this was the first episode of the new season. I have some guests coming on. I have some new ideas. I have some really great episode topics. And like I always say, 20 minutes or less. See you guys next time on the Wicked Shaman Show. Peace. I was going to add, when you're running, music is good, but it is a perfect opportunity to listen to an audiobook. You will not believe how fast the time goes by when you get lost in thought when you're listening to your book. I have decided I'm going to download a book. I haven't decided fully on what book it is yet, but I do know it's going to be about how the world was in the 1930s when Hitler was rising into power. I've been fascinated about that subject lately, and I want to learn more about how the world was everywhere throughout Europe, the Western world, Germany, everywhere. So I haven't decided the book. I have a few that I'm thinking about. If you have any recommendations over that subject for me, let me know. And guys, I hope you do this challenge with me. Send me your progress on Instagram at The Wicked Shaman, and I will talk about you on my show. So stick up with me, and I will see you guys next time. Peace. If con is the opposite of pro, it must mean Congress is the opposite of progress.